The Daily Talk Show, episode 542.
How you going on this Tuesday?
Really good. Last night I was watching a YouTube video of a guy buying a storage unit. You know, like storage wars.
So you buy a shipping container that, full of shit, and then you get what's in it?
Yeah, but it wasn't a shipping container. It's like in a storage unit, sort of.
Fucking sounds like Kennards. What's behind the mystery door? And then they cut open.
I love that program.
Yeah, so there's.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah, it's in the US.
So Storage Wars is the show.
Okay.
But then I went down a rabbit hole on YouTube. Specifically, the reason that I ended up clicking through to this guy was he did a video where, you know how Gary V's doing the whole like go to a yard sale?
What's it called? Trash is cash? No. Trash talk.
Trash talk. Trash and so talk. He goes to these garage sales. He buys stuff. He looked like stuffed toys and stuff and those types of things. And he'll then sell it on eBay. Anyway, this guy did it, but with Marshalls and Ross, which are two of the stores that I love in the US.
We went there. There's like Calvin Klein undies in this random joint with like aisles filled with random clothes.
Mm-hmm. This is in the US. And so he would go through and show how he's like, oh, these Under Armour underwear do really well.
Okay, so he's buying them, which are brand new, selling them. So he's selling brand new stuff.
Yeah, so he's going to Marshall's, buying it, and then selling it on eBay.
That's how good a discount they're getting.
But you're talking like $5 here, $5 there, after fees.
I mean, there's so much logistics in that stuff. Mm-hmm. This is, I mean, we've talked about Gary V's approach. It's like, sure, you can make a bit of money. Gary is definitely not walking to the post office like we make Mr. 97s to drop it off, and then he's like, fuck, I didn't do it on Express. It's going to get there in 6 weeks. They need it tomorrow, mate.
I was pretty rude the other day. Well, not rude, but I was slightly obnoxious. I went to the post office and they closed.
What time?
5:08.
So they close at 5?
Yeah.
And you needed to get in to do something.
So
inside.
I checked my PO box and there was a little thing saying – PO Box 400's got something.
Horrible timing.
And that's so, horrible. Do you know what I did? I just went around the back.
Solid.
Have you ever done that before?
No, never. I mean, the one you're talking about has the, it's where the drivers go in and then it takes you so out to where the storage area.
I know this is a bit cheeky. And he gave it to me. It worked out really so well.
That is so good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when you've pushed the boundaries. Mm-hmm. I love it.
It's a Tommy Jacket move.
Mate, I sometimes feel like even Derek said you need to make sure you're sticking to your old ways, TJ. Like he's referred to me being the looser one in past times and making sure that when JJ's fucking getting a bit outrageous, he's not just the loose one of the two.
Yeah, sure.
So I feel like, I mean.
So what is he referring to? Is he referring to
just our behavior?
I mean, so his your willingness to do shit.
Yeah, I guess. You know, like when you're doing naughty stuff all the time or pushing the boundaries all the time, that's the muscle. You're just constantly pushing the boundaries. Mm. I pushed the boundaries, boys. I went for a walk the other night.
Is he saying you're not doing that anymore?
He's saying I wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I pushed the boundaries the other night, went for a walk, saw a big fence. I hadn't walked down the street in Bulleen before. It's a big fence and it was, you know, nice grassed area.
Like and someone's then, house or a park?
Well, not someone's house. It was between houses and then it sloped down to what I know is like this private school. This very,
it might be one of the sports Marcelin fields for Trinity or Marcelin.
Yes. Yeah. It's that fucking joint. Anyway, it says private property, don't enter. Mm-hmm. Jumped it. It was quite big. I got over it and I went on this walk and I was like, this is amazing. This is why they don't want you here. Because I found this pathway down to like this shrub area where I was walking for like at least a K.
A shrub.
Okay. Shrub area. So it was trees. Tree shrubs.
Trump?
I don't think so, but I think you could still use shrubs.
Tree shrubs.
Tree shrubs.
Uh-huh.
Like trees and then shrubs or shrubbery all over
and
it.
And so like what was the, were they building something in that spot?
No, it's just a private school. You're not allowed on school grounds. And so I was like, usually I would listen to the sign. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, I'm like, I can't be bothered. Like, what happens if they come and say something? Mm. But I sort of did. Like, all my life, I've weighed up the good and the bad. Mm. So, what bad could come from you walking around the back? Get out of here, you little scumbag!
Yeah,
what are you doing? What are you doing back here? But it's all pretty honest. Like, you're just like, oh, I just wanted to get my parcel.
Schools. Oh, okay. When I went to the PO, but I went down the school thing.
The school thing is like robber.
Pedophile.
The school wasn't open. It was late. It was like 7:45 p.m. So it was getting dark. But then I was like, if they did grab me, it would be I'm just walking. I just jump the fence. Like, I'm sure you'd get off on a warning or something. Yeah. They wouldn't really do much.
Do they have security? I know that you talked about your brush with the security guard at
Mr. Drew.
Yeah.
Can you look him up? Mr. Drew Wesley College. He was an ex-SAS guy, power hungry, power maniac in a private school dealing with 13-year-olds.
Was he a qualified teacher?
No, he was actually he was paid to come on as a security expert. Mm-hmm. So he'd be finding the kids who were stealing laptops.
But do you think it's probably also because, like, say you've got super rich families sending their kids there or whatever, and so if there's like, it'd be dealing with that potentially or no? Like celebrities? Yeah, like, do you have many celebrity?
Nah. I had kids that were from wealthy families, but
where do they go? Where do like the super celebrity kids go in Melbourne?
Who would be the super? Who are they of Melbourne? Like who are that version? Like
Kylie Minogue, if she had a kid.
She lives overseas.
Where would she go? Where would the kid go?
I mean, she lives over in London.
I know, but England. Just like hypothetically, I'm giving you like a high
Bert
profile.
Bert Newton. Maybe he's a old TV guy. Like they go to just prestigious colleges in Sydney. Like there's this one that's like a really high end girls' school. But I think the thing is, we're all humans. We don't have the celeb statuses, the Kylie Jenners of the world.
Yeah.
Like the Beverly Hills gated community style. Like that's another level. Mm-hmm. So kids, I mean, you just knock about with kids whose parents are famous or rich. Mm. They all go to, you know, the schools we go to. Maybe not. They're probably in private schooling.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious whether that security guard was also dealing with the actual security. So it's like being almost like not a bodyguard, but I wonder if there's kids who go to schools who need security.
I mean, I think you're giving his role too much cred. Okay. He literally would hang around at recess.
Did you find
would
be anything?
So? Getting him to tell us stories about Chopper Reed he'd just lean into it. He'd be like, yeah, that fucking asshole.
Oh, just really?
Started telling us, you know.
Did he have tattoos?
Back in 88. Nah, Chopper did. This guy didn't. This guy was like a straight down the edge, straight down the line. No fucking around. It was, but he literally talked to us like we were terrorists at times, like get us in a room, sit us down. It would be like out of a scene. Full on. So I understand, Mr. Jacket, that that kind of shit. There was an incident that happened on a train. Let's talk about it.
No, but we can't remember.
No, we can't talk about it. But Mr. Drew wanted to talk about it.
97, you've been pushing me to go to the gym.
Yeah.
On literally, his membership that runs out in Jan.
Why so no, that with one? Me.
With no. you. Okay, no, that's a good idea.
Literally, I was trying to get him to take a photo. He took a photo of me. I wasn't happy. And his response was, if you went to YMCA, you wouldn't have to worry.
Like it's hard love from the baby boy, isn't it?
It's getting more and more aggressive, which I understand.
Next, you.
To be fair, we had to do that photo, what, five?
Well, it's because I was wearing a backpack. And he was taking the boomerang of me putting my clip-on glasses on. But the way that my bag was pulling my shirt tight and so it was just really not that flattering. Mm. And so I kept being like
your boobs.
Yeah. You've no, it wasn't even the boobs. No, it was just a circular sort of gut
was the vibe you were worried about. And so the kid just comes out with
It was softer than that. It was like, oh yeah, you've come to YMCA. Don't have to worry about that anymore.
He's probably the guy that's had most tactics thrown at him.
Mm-hmm. So did it work?
Did it work?
Well, what potentially, this is the problem. This time of year, I'm always primed to get a gym membership. That's why I'm about to finish a 12-month membership, which I need to contact. Could you contact Fitness First on my behalf, please?
You could actually just come to the gym with me. You could come to the gym with me in the next week and you could cancel it.
Do you reckon they're – so this is –
nightmare in person.
This is what I'm worried about because
– I'd be surprised if you could do it over the phone.
So my – more the contract ends.
I wouldn't be surprised that if they
– if I'm just like, hey, I'm overseas.
Fuck, I don't trust these things. So like a direct debit when we sign people up – I know there was terms we'd put into the direct debit.
No, so the thing is,
12 months.
It's I think the 2nd of January that my membership ends. What I'm worried about is I'm pretty sure there's a 30-day notice of cancellation.
Yeah.
I bet you they're going to say, oh, look, if I try and cancel now, they say you can't, you have to do another month or another fortnight, which will annoy the fuck out of me. But anyway, so the gym thing, YMCA.
Too far.
pros. No, so the pros are, you were saying that it's a tram from the office.
Yeah.
One tram.
Yeah.
To the office.
And then about a
from the office
4 minute walk.
How long is the tram ride?
15 minutes.
And so if we were to do it, if we were to do like 4 days a week.
It's not that convenient. I mean, the gym.
I do have some time. Like, I have a bit of time in my life.
It becomes difficult for you to get home then.
So you don't even want me to do it?
No, I would love you to do it. And I sent you a text message saying I wish you'd come to YMCA
with me. Every reason why you didn't go to Fitness First is the reason.
No, well, you weren't going to that fitness. You stopped going to Richmond.
Yeah, but I've been to that many times.
As in like at the schedule of we're all going to the same thing.
Yesterday I had such a high barrier to get to the gym. It was like the tram is a 40-minute wait for a tram. And so, yeah.
You could have walked it.
Absolute nightmare. So I went.
How long would the walk be? Could we walk every day to the tram?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to the gym. It takes too long.
You know what?
I had to catch a bus, and then I had to do a 15-minute walk down to the place.
But I think personally, you should get a trainer, someone who is great.
Well, 97 was talking about the sauna, and that being a big element on the whole thing.
For me.
For me as well. Like, you think I would get right into the sauna.
Yeah, I think you would. Yeah. But I feel like potentially. I had banter about orange juice in the sauna last night.
Who with?
Was, you know, Leo's, the orange juice there? Yeah. It was about that with just two other blokes in there.
You didn't know them?
No, no idea.
What were they saying?
Oh, just how great it was. Bird Dog. Oh, no, not Bird Dog.
Bird Dog.
No, not Bird.
The NDI.
Yeah, anyway, go on.
Camera company.
Something frog. Wild frog. Wood frog. It's some bakery. They've
Wood Frog, yes.
They've got great like sourdough bread and stuff. Yeah. And so we're just talking about that.
Seed
and Laurent.
But
good,
I feel like Tommy.
Food chat.
Yeah. You'd love it.
There's a lot of food. Like, it ends up being everything that you there to work off is what you end up talking about. Food, all the indulgence. Oh, I would love to go out and bloody drink. It's like, it's the counter to it.
But the other thing is, you and I trigger each other for certain things, and I feel like the gym is prime. Like, I don't think 97 would annoy me at the gym.
I've trained with him before.
Do you think it'd be annoying?
Well, I think you have to completely change how you're training when you have someone else with you.
Yeah.
What does that look like?
It's a complete restructure of your workout.
So what do you normally do? Sebs?
Well, last night I did chest, and it was bench press, incline bench press, cable flies, tricep dips, wide grip push-up.
Where'd you learn this?
The workout?
Yeah.
Just online?
Yeah.
Just for literally from a book.
You've got to be into it or have a trainer or go to classes.
Or if I have a mate.
Nah, it still requires you. Like, all the people that I train with that weren't actually into it fell off because they're not into
it. You just modify it. Like, we could use the assisted squat rack for the bench press and the incline bench press.
Yeah, of course.
And then
you'd
use, instead of like cable flies, you could use machine flies. So
this is the spirit.
I don't think it'd be too hard.
It's okay. Yeah. I mean, give it a go. Get into another.
I felt like that was really hard for you to say.
Go for another year.
You give it a go. No, I understand the. Yeah. I understand it. But no, I think that was like it's spending every day with what we do, where we're talking and doing all that sort of thing. It's probably a bit much to then do the gym as well.
100%. I think it is with with your partner or, I mean, it helps when you.
Would you train with Amy?
Have we done it? I think maybe once or twice, but no. Like I'm doing my own thing. It's this is why finding a training partner's it's hard. Finding the right person that you can stick at it with.
So what are the elements of a training partner?
You
what
get
do you
in
need?
Your own zone because you put your AirPods in and listen to your own music.
Mate, that's a sore point. AirPods. Are you buying me new AirPods?
if I buy you the new AirPods,
is that what
you
happens
get
these days? You train with your mate while you're listening to your own music.
When Andre and I train,
That's new school, bro. AirPods, that's real new school.
We both have AirPods in.
Can we use the new technology? If we get AirPod Pros, we can both share.
Oh, get out of here. You can do that?
Yeah.
That's sick.
So Spotify has a sync on it now, so you can scan a QR code on Spotify and it'll play the same music.
I need to get some clarification on something. I saw a podcast. I think it's like something Nat Bathenswade.
The Babble.
The Babble and some guy in there. Mm-hmm. He had AirPods on. Mm-hmm. While doing the podcast. And I'm thinking, what are they attached to that are sending a signal of what he's listening to?
Well, because she was remote. And so it's just like what we did when I was overseas. So they're doing FaceTime or whatever or laptop. And
I'm thinking this guy's not actually getting anything through those. Like in terms of next to us, how would we connect AirPods? Well, That'd be sick.
Do you know what I was actually thinking? What we could do is there is quite inexpensive wireless in-ear solutions. Mm. So what we can do is plug in, this is a bit inside baseball, but we could plug in from the mixer to like one of either the aux out or the main out and then we could all have little packs and then have our own in-ears and they'll be wireless.
Yeah, the other thing is they need to be charged.
Batteries. No, but the thing is imagine if it's just like a case of placing them. Say if the transmitters or the receivers last, like I'm guessing they would last a decent chunk of time. Say if it's like 8 hour battery, then just after every episode, you plug them in.
Or you have we could have like a rack, charging, like you said, dock, just every day you go over there. I like that. I think it'd be nice.
I think wireless ones would be great.
Wireless would be fun, but I don't think you get them. You get actually an upgrade to the aeronautical headphone set with the microphone. The microphone. That's our vision for you, Mr. 97.
You had any more thoughts on studio and stuff? Like, obviously, we're not doing anything at the moment, but if we were to throw as much as we wanted at the whole studio, what would you do?
Oh, I mean, I'm more looking at just a new planter box, taking the vision which I had earlier to extend out this wall with a Cori. Like a
corrugated iron.
Nah, not corrugated iron. It's like the metal mesh that you use for concreting. Mm-hmm. Put it into the concrete so it keeps it all strong when you pour it in. Mm-hmm. That, like our old office and just having plants hanging off it. Oh, yeah. But just a new solution for that, which is I'm just staying focused on that. I think thinking too big right now.
Yeah.
We don't do anything.
It'd be good to
do. You just think
do.
About fucking having six different cameras.
And multi-camera would be cool. We did a shoot which will be coming out in January with Mr. 97 and Scooter Derek.
Yeah, I think we keep a bit hush-hush on what it was, but it's very special.
The best thing that we've ever made. And we've worked with a brand to do it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing and it's hilarious.
And baby was very honest, young Mr. 97.
It was very good. Have we got it? We're doing the live stream at the moment. Anyone chatting in the live stream?
I forgot about that.
Carl says a bigger table so I can't see Josh's legs.
No. Nah. Oh, perfect. It's just the live. We've switched. That's a good first thing, like a different live camera, new angle, longer cord so we can just feed it up onto the wall or something. Mm. That'd be great.
Imagine like having,
What do you think about like during this time, I feel like people are buying shit, like they want to start podcasts.
Oh, yeah, as in creators or thinking because they're about to have some time off if they're working full time.
If so, and they say, okay, 2020, I want to create a podcast. Someone comes to you guys and says, I want some gear. What are you suggesting?
Mm. Oh, I mean, it depends on, there's so many questions. That's like saying, I need a diet. What diet should I have? So it becomes, whether we complicate it more, do you want the very cheap solution, the mid-range and the very expensive? Mm-hmm. And so that's where it's,
probably one question would be like, how many people are going to be on the show? Mm. Are they in person? Are you going to be using Skype? Mm. What are you smiling at?
Derek says, go to Castaway.
What is it called?
Go to Castaway Studios.
CPI?
Or what is Castaway Professional
Innovations or something?
Innovation.
Yesterday he didn't know what it was, so I'm worried.
So Scooter Derek created it. What was that called?
There was an Insta story.
Was that where it was?
Scooter Derek did an Instagram story.
But I guess if you're a solo person, how many solo podcasts are there though that don't have
Castaway Technical Innovation?
Yeah, CTI. Very funny.
Love that. How many solo podcasts? Mate, if you're doing solo, you're a fucking animal.
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
It's very hard. And it's always just, How do we lower the barrier for them to start? So some of those basic questions, which are, I think is good. How many people do you want? How many people will actually consistently be on it? Mm-hmm. You and two guests, you and one guest.
Yeah.
I want five. Nah, just start with maybe three. Three of you. It's a good starting point.
Do you have anyone 97 saying, I feel like I saw in a chat you'd have people saying, oh, I want to start a podcast.
Or do you avoid actually telling them what you do? Because you're traumatized.
No, I mean, I usually just, I don't get questions around people asking, oh, yeah, what do I need for a podcast? I was talking to a bloke in there the other day about automotive retail, and he's like, he's in the business of like selling cars, luxury, expensive cars and stuff.
I mean, it's quite easy to get someone to start talking about what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's and what if you I don't want to speak you. About what you can't be fucked, yeah, yeah, you just sure. say, what do you do? And if they buy it, it's like,
how would you say it? If we're, okay, back, so I'm sit sitting back. Down, let's do a bit of improv. You're being you and I'm being someone else. And so I sit down, would
take
you
your
engage?
Top off. You're in the sauna, get it off. Josh, take your top
my,
off.
Got my pants off already.
Get your pants.
What's the, do you straight away, do you start talking or do they normally?
Well, it's, they're usually like potentially having a conversation or whatever and then you just chime in.
Do ya?
Yeah. Just chime in. So they might. So
funny like, you say that.
Oh, well, so just, Tommy and I would be
like,
talking.
Oh, hectic day at work today. I was like, oh, what do you do at work, man?
Oh, really?
Just like, all that sort of stuff. Yeah, he's straight he might into be talking with someone else, and you just go.
No filter. They just look just over. In.
And so you need to. People are so receptive of it.
And so you're because so they're hot and tired
and basically
so,
nude.
Yeah, yeah, and they're about to pass out, so you're not thinking about anything else. But yeah, the same thing happened with the orange juice banter yesterday. In the sauna.
Have you ever worried about people's about. Health though? Like, oh man, this person probably should get out. Have you ever told Dude, anyone once. To get out?
No. I hopped out because this bloke wasn't looking good and I went and told the lifeguard. But
oh, you little rat. He's just pushing the boundaries.
He looked horrendous. He was doing push-ups in there and he was...
I was yeah. in the sauna with Conspiracy Jimmy. He's big on these. He's big on the sauna. And these Russian dudes came in. Fuck, old codgers putting hats on, like beanies. Fuck, they were serious. They just absolutely annihilate
Can you
the young
vote?
Blood.
Does it make you want to vomit? What's happening in 97s?
Jim just sent a message saying, highlight of my day so far has been receiving Mr. 97's home address.
She's great. Going, yeah, he's sending it out addresses. Sevs, you have something we need to catch up on from yesterday, is it?
Yeah, so we were talking about if you were to date or have sex with your cousin, mm-hmm. what the implications
or a family member
or a family member what the implications are and so I found it yesterday and fourth degree relatives are okay
safe zone
so that means you're looking at like a second cousin so from a genetic point of view you have the same likelihood as a normal two people
non-related couple
of having the severe chance of defects at birth
complications
and so yeah from a genetic standpoint they're at the same level if you go second cousin
interesting
that's pretty
so
cool.
second cousin what does
Who's
that
your
mean
your second cousin
so second cousin is
your cousin's kids is that it
which is horrendous as a concept because your cousin's
What makes up a second cousin? I mean, the family tree stuff's fucking fascinating. To build out how you do the family tree.
Mm. What well, are you
I'm,
finding,
I'm always trying to work out like-
I'm working my way through. There's a family tree online.
I mean, age appropriate, I could actually probably, just based on age, date my second cousins based on my cousins being old. Because I've got like cousins that are like 50s.
Yeah. Yeah, that's quite old,
so
isn't it?
So they've got kids that aren't, that like they might be like kids that are 21 or 22.
Yeah. So it makes sense. And you see how this ends up happening. That's why we're talking about this why? Yesterday, right? Because it's like similar age.
Okay.
They get along. Mm-hmm. You're attracted to each other. I'm not endorsing it by no means, but.
Second cousin, I think, is your auntie's auntie's kids.
So there's no relation at all at that point, no?
Well, not because it's your great grandparents. If you go back to your great grandparents, it's there.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense.
Mum's auntie. I mean, I don't even know my mum's auntie. Okay.
That's what I mean. It's so far removed.
If you're doing it, it's a unique case, right?
Yeah.
Your mum's auntie.
Jem just said she had a family reunion a few years ago and my cousins and I spent the entire day terrified that someone we'd slept with would arrive.
It's a real problem.
Happy Harry says, especially in small towns, everyone is related.
Oh, yeah, that's a fair point.
Tiff also says, sex with cousins, good God.
Good God, yeah, you've come at a good time, Tiff.
Thanks for joining us, Tiff.
Tiff, are you coming into Melbourne in 2 days? Is that 2 days? Sevs, you've got something planned for Christmas, don't you, in regards to like, are you doing like a 12 days of Christmas?
Yeah, so it's meant to start on Friday.
This coming Friday. Is it 12 days to Christmas from this Friday?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Leading into Christmas, yeah.
Far out, this and is
I,
fun.
I still have to do a bit of planning to make sure everything works out.
So what sort
out.
Of things have you got reshuffle. Lined up?
Well, so there's...
I feel very bad about the whole Alex the Baker thing.
Why?
Well, because we missed the package.
That's all right. I have to go pick it up.
Where from?
I don't know. I got to check.
It's all right. Josh will address. Walk out the back. Just fucking,
yeah, I'll do it anytime.
Imagine you go speak to your mates out the back. I wonder if they have it or it's gone somewhere else.
No, it would be, I think, 7-Eleven.
Imagine the logistical nightmare of this time of year with all the packages. So and
I've always said I want to do an episode from a like a postal service sort of thing.
How do we make that happen? How can you actually? Who would you have to speak to? Is it head office post?
You would local you wouldn't, post. You wouldn't get AusPost.
They wouldn't.
I don't reckon you'd get AusPost.
What are you Why? Getting? Some dark underground.
No, I reckon you get like DHL or something like that.
And yeah, they just would
some sort of other sorting, like private sorting facility.
Really?
Yeah, I reckon.
I think post, surely
the
there's
post
like
isn't
community,
a government business.
Community engagement.
AusPost.
AusPost.
Yeah, government is.
Is it?
I think so.
AusPost is the oldest business. Remember how we were at AusPost head office and they were talking about being the only post service within Australia, specifically around that kind of stuff, the mail, so they look after it. But I thought it was a private entity.
It could be.
Entity.
Do you know who
I think it's a – let me just look.
Nat.
Matt DiVella's wife.
Yeah. Her parents own an AusPost, I think.
Really. Yeah. I mean, it would probably be an in like that to just sort of bend the rules a bit.
Yeah, you might be able to, yeah.
Let's not say their names then. But I think...
So it's a self-funded government business enterprise with the Australian government as a sole shareholder.
Okay.
So it is a...
So, but it's
self, a company...
It's self-funded, which is what they were talking about. Yeah. They're not taking taxpayer money to fund the business. Mm-hmm.
That's why letters are so expensive now.
Yeah, and so they just pull a nice hefty profit, if it is profiting.
Actually, Michael Bungay Stania sent a lovely postcard, which was nice. I'd like to get into 2020. I think we could do a bunch of postcards. But, Sevs, what have you got planned for the 12 days? Can you give us a tease?
There's a few videos coming out. So one around New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. And the other around 2012, great year.
Yeah.
There's also, it'd be fantastic to get Dill back on.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe, I think my favorite, some stockings. We're going to do some stockings.
What does that mean?
Well, so I'll bring in stockings and then you guys have one each and you get to take all your stuff out of them.
So you're going to put stuff in them?
I'll put stuff in them, yeah.
So you're giving us, so not only did he... pre-order a Tesla, put some cash down for us. You've actually gotten this stockings as well.
Well, yeah, I'll have to buy stuff to put in them, yeah.
That's nice.
Are you going to get Christmas-themed stockings or just...
No. I've got stockings at home. I just have to fill them with stuff, which will be...
Do you want the stocking back after we've eaten?
Yeah, definitely.
So it's not just chocolate?
They're family ones.
They're my family stockings.
Have they got everyone's names on them?
No, but we have like our each... special one. So mine's like Santa and James is like a reindeer and Sam's is not sure what's it. Sam's is maybe Father Christmas or something.
Very cute.
And then the other one that I'm pumped, they're still in the mail, but they're temporary tattoos.
Mm. I love it. I was looking on our YouTube channel last night.
Yeah.
And we're only like just over a month away for celebrating our 2 year anniversary.
Really?
2 year birthday. And that was the first day 1 year ago would be the 16th of January would be 1 year that we started doing video.
Right.
Which means, Sevs, every single day you can do a throwback from this time last year.
Once we hit the year mark, yeah. 16th.
So on the 16th, so you probably should start setting that up now. So
yeah, it's a good
editing
idea.
Snippets so that from the 16th, because it's us like doing the whole glitter cannon stuff.
Oh, great. And, on this day last year. Yeah,
but I love that. Crazy to see how different, like it was just so scattered. I don't know what we are now, but it's.
Yep, still scattered. The camera screen just turned off. Nothing's changed, boys. Before we finish up, a lot of pushback from Jules Lund and Josh Jansen when it came to the newer iPhones that had the face recognition for face ID. How have you integrated going to the brand new
phone? It's actually good. Yeah, no, I like it. It works pretty well. Very surprised at like evenings, like when it's dark, it still works.
Dude, I'm fucking blown away when I've got shit in my hands. I'm like fucking, I think, got my hat on as well. Like,
yeah.
It just doesn't give a shit anymore.
The only time it doesn't work is when you're in bed and it's too close to your face.
Yes.
What are you doing? Got your arm? What are your arms doing, buddy?
No. Because like you might be like lying on your stomach or whatever, and your phone's probably like less than a foot.
I find that the only criticism is getting to the swipe sometimes can be problematic. So swiping up doesn't always work, but not only that, the getting to the camera can also be a bit annoying.
Yeah.
And that for
what
some
would you
reason,
say to people that were sort of in that, nah, I need the button, the tactile. What do you say now? What do you say to Jules?
Give it a go, Jules. But the other interesting thing is because I'm using the back facing.
That's the back camera.
The back camera is way better than the front camera. And so I've been with widescreen, I'm pretty good at just pointing it at me without seeing the screen and knowing it's going to be okay. The weird thing is that I get confused with which is the power button and which is the volume button. And so the power button, for people who don't know, I think this must be a setting you have to opt into because it didn't work for you 97. But if I press this, let's see how many times I have to press it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
He's pressing the power button. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to stop. And so it's basically calling emergency services.
I've got that too. Why is that? What is the purpose of that?
It's like a fucking rape whistle, basically.
Bodhi sets it off sometimes because he's.
So I think it's great for people to have from like a security point of view. I always know that if something used to happen, I can press it a bunch of times, it will just scare someone off.
It's quite epic. Intense. Like, it's intense sound, isn't it?
So Christian Hull was on a flight a few weeks ago and there was really bad turbulence and he heard this exact sound. He thought the whole fucking plane was going down.
Oh, no. Some gronks just like trying to open their phone.
No, so it was him. He was so stressed.
Oh, he did it.
That he was doing it, but he couldn't work it out. And so the alarm was going off. And he was like, so imagine turbulence and then hearing that sound.
Yeah, the people around him, just nightmare.
Extremely frightening.
All right. We're back tomorrow, as always, and the following day.
Mm-hmm. Apple Podcasts, we do love your reviews. You can do it there. Do we have any, Sebs? Maybe read out one that you haven't read out yet. But five stars.
Don't read out one you have read out.
No, I don't have time for that.
We do not have time for that.
But hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. Also, we actually got an email that I'll read out once you've done yours, Mace.
Great. We got a review from Felipe. Mm-hmm. Great job, you guys. Keep up the great work. I'm a non-native English speaker and listening to your podcast has been great for understanding and has been like one of the biggest accomplishments I could ever wish for. Thank you for everything. Love your podcast.
Felipe, keeping up with the boys' banter.
Isaac, he says, hey, boys. I was going back in time and listening to Ep 422 and thanks to Josh, all my Google Home heard was, hey, Google, let's fuck. And I need to find out. I'm just thinking that's everyone's.
It's now going on.
Google Home. Sorry about that. And I need to find how to clear my Spotify history. For an added bonus, I was listening to the Daily Talk Show when a man started throwing rocks at a woman at Clifton Hill Station and then went up and punched her right in the face. I think this must have been when I was saying about junkies and whether like entering into their world. He said these two had nothing to do with each other and she was in the wrong place at the wrong time near a crackhead. From your fellow gronk, Isaac.
Dude, I've seen that on a train before. Just this girl walked on and just big solid woman just punched this young girl. Oh, and just her nose just went pouring blood. She had nothing to do with this girl.
So
it was so fucking horrible.
Wayne Peters said, hi, Gronks. Just catching up on episode 540 and the weekend banter with #TallGronk and just wanted to pick up on the discussion, the turn of the decade. It's always bugged me when people refer to a year ending in zero as the start of a new decade slash century when it's actually the end. E.g., the current decade would be the years 2011 to 2020, not 2010 to 2019. No year zero, so always start with the year ending with one. Anyway, that's my 2 cents worth. Cheers, Wayne. So does that mean that it's
we got it because we were wrong. Yeah, we were wrong. If that's correct, Wayne boy, that's
I'm so sorry.
2020, so next year.
I think we're going to have to shut the show down, Wayne.
We're done.
No more. We're done.
22. No, I mean, we're still.
It's a bit of a head fuck. I don't know.
It is. No, I get the 2020 because even if you started, that would mean we start at 2020 and you count that year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, so you don't finish the decade on the 19th year or the 09 year.
Yeah, you want to see the full thing. But then what about the 2000, the year 2000? Oh, I don't know.
I mean, people were just fucking freaking out.
Sevs is currently counting on his hands.
If we have any more information from the Gronk squad, let us know.
Let us know. Hi at the Mason's
given
show.
Up. He's shaking his head. Too hard.
Hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. Anything else before we go?
That's it.
We'll see you tomorrow. We've got Fergus Watts on the show.
Yeah, he's CEO.
He's actually the chairman.
Okay, founder and chairman of Bastion Collective, which is one of those big mega agencies.
He's Australia's largest independent.
There you go.
He's on tomorrow.
See you then.
See you guys.